Parsha Se'era continuing. We learned about the angels coming. We learned about Sodom. We know that Lot and his daughters escaped to the mountains, etc. And after that, it says Avraham turned to the Faust. And he went to Avimelech, and the same story, you're my sister, and Avimelech again captured her, and Hashem let Avimelech know that's not what to do, etc. And sent him away, and they said the scoffers of the generation, when they heard that Sarah was pregnant, said, oh yeah, Avimelech must have been the guy. Because that guy, Avram, he couldn't father anything. He's a sterile mule. And we're told the Kaddish Baruch Hu, as they were there on Pesach, the Malachim, on the next Pesach, Yitzchak Avinu was born, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him the perfect likeness of Avram Avinu, so nobody could ever question who his father was. It says
it's so Yitzchak was conceived in Rosh Hashanah, and he was born on Pesach.
Right.
He was a 6-month-old baby.
Well, I don't know. No, who said he was conceived on Rosh Hashanah?
That's we got him. We got him. It's the Kaddishah. Hashem Pekaddishah.
Yeah, no, but that's the pasuk we're reading here. Hashem Pekaddishah. And we'll see what Rashi says. It does not say here. According to tradition, Sarah conceived on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. That's why we read it. So Yitzchak must have been a 6-month baby. Because they said Ke'es Chaya on Pesach. Or into the maybe the beginning of the 7th. I don't know, but well, let's see.
I don't know when he
you
was
have
born.
Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tammuz. No, no, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Adar, maybe Adar Beis. So into the
No. The Kaddish Surah in Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei.
That one is 2. Kislev 3. Teves 4. Shvat 5. Maybe Adar. Maybe there were 2 Adars. So maybe in the 7th month. Because they said...
Whatever you say, he was a...
Yeah, he was a preemie.
Yeah,
because we know we have a Kabbalah that 8-month old... Babies born in the 8 months did not survive. Right. 7 and 9 worms, whatever that means. And then it says... that Yitzchak grew up, Vayigamel, he was weaned, and Avram made a big, big suda on that day. And Rabbi Labelam says, why? What's this day of weaning, right? Why a party now? Not after winning the world war of the 4 kings against the 5.
And why don't we, if that's so important, why don't we do it today?
So the key may be found, he says, in the 2nd Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Shimon HaTzadik says, he was Mishiyorei Anshei Knesset HaGdoili. He was one of the last. Al Shloisha Devarim HaOilam Oimed. On 3 things, world stands, Torah, Avodah, the Gemilas Chasadim. And Rabbi Lam asks, what is Gemilas Chasadim? How is it different from Chesed? Right? And he says, Gemilas Chasadim, you got to look at the word Gemilas. The word is Gimel Mem Lamed. And he says, a clue to the letter's value and meaning is the first time a word is said in the Torah. Gimel, he says, is found with regards HaMa'oros HaGedalim, the lights in the heaven, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Bereishis. And then the sea monsters. Gimel implies growth, expansion. Gimel is the paradigm for Gadol, becoming greater. Gimel is also, he says, Gamal, a camel. And he says, what's the specialty of a camel? Right? It can go across lands with water stored, I guess, in its humps for long periods of time. And right? It fuels up and then it's on its way. 8,000 miles per tanker. I don't know what it is, I'm just kidding around. He says, a tree holds fruit, and when it's ripe, it falls. He says, a model of Chavamilas Chasadim, a parent and teacher.
Huh?
Right, Esrog is all year round. Right? That's the one example. That's the one. And what was the longest living Esrog tree in our time? Their average age is 7 years. The Chazon Ish Esrog tree lasted 87 years. They have it recorded. It's the only one. It's the only aberration. Because normally it's a 7 year.
There's a tree in Israel called the... what's the name? The Shushalach. With the Mishalachach's English name. Methuselah.
How do you...
It's a Methuselah tree.
Oh. Okay.
Someplace in the desert.
Anyway, so we're saying Gemilas Chasadim, right, is growing in Chasadim. And he says that's what parents and Rebbeim hope a child will walk on their own and will take this mission and then grow. It's not a business deal with quid pro quo. It's not a power play. Right? No, he said, it's a complete program to bring another person to a higher level. Maybe to help them to maturity. To give them something that they had a void for. That's what Gemilas Chasadim. So he says, Gimel Mem Lamed is... the word gomel, here, or the yigomel, he was weaned. And Avram made this great feast. He said, what is the idea? He says, Avram was trying to highlight Gemilas Chasadim. Right? And he was saying, I've given him... I've bequeathed him abilities to grow. And he says, it's like the old Chinese proverb, give a man a fish and he fishes for a day, but teach him how to fish, give him a net and a hook, and he's got a living. Avram was the pillar of Chesed, but that's not enough. He had to have a someone to walk and magnify it, right? And now that Yitzchak, I guess, reached the stage of maturity, or a first stage of maturity, he gave thanks to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that this would now become a reality in the world.
So what age was this?
When's he weaned?
What age?
A year or two, I'm guessing. I don't know, it doesn't say. And it says it was a great feast because Shem and Aver and even Avimelech came, and Tosfos said, Tosfos argues, and he says this was the bris suda. He says he Gamal is Hey Gimel on the eighth day Mol. He was circumcised. Mol.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But that's choiceless. Everybody, you know.
Because if Avraham made a feast,
With the Sudas Mid, you're saying you should be at a Sudas. Yeah, so that's what, I guess that Tosfo says that. Let's see what Rashi says. Vayigomer, Lesoif Chof Dalid Chodesh. After 24 months, Avraham did it.
Maybe because most children, these babies passed away after a certain, if you survive X amount of years.
Well, 30 days, months. Right? A baby wasn't considered to be a viable human being till it lived 30 days. And that's the psak even today.
For a third baby, it could be 2 years.
Yeah. So we have the weaning of Yitzchak and Avram and Avimelech occurred, and then we come to Shvi, the famous story of the Akedas Yitzchak.
So let me ask you something. If Avimelech's story, it happened after...
Before, no, it happened before. Yeah, it's in the Chumash before we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pakad Esora, and that she has Yitzchak, and then Yom Higomel, Avram Avinu made the great
Suda.
So, Rabbi Friend, in one of his essays, talks about the Akedah, which we know the details. We lane it every Rosh Hashanah.
But there's one story that's important. When Avram sends Hagar in the small way.
Right. In between is right. We have the Yishmael being expelled from the house. That happens.
That's a pretty significant.
Yeah, that's a pretty
significant.
Yeah, it's a history. And as the rabbi said last night, he said Chazal tell us that had Avram got his way for a bit longer, we wouldn't be fighting Hamas today. He would not.
The rabbi said that.
Yeah.
That's what I've been thinking about for a very long time.
He said, yeah, he said, Chazal say he would not have been the wild human being, right?
No, he was a wild human being.
No, but Rabbi said the Chazal he quoted said Avram would have tamed him had he stayed longer in the house.
He was 13 years old. He's more than 13. He was a teenager already.
Yeah, but I said, had he stayed there longer, right? Avram's effect would have tamed him. But the rabbi said, if you don't like it, then I tell you. Rabbi Friend says, we know Avram and Yitzchak went together for 3 days. We know the Satan did its atma, or his utmost, or whatever gender, if it has a gender, to dissuade him, try to drown him, etc. And he said, Avram was probably realizing that this was obviously the end of the Avram line of people, right? Because if Yitzchak's going to be sacrificed, that's it. And he was obviously, he had to be troubled. Well, how's there going to be a Jewish nation? If it's not through Yitzchak, what's going to happen? And yet, right, he quotes Mishle, many are the thoughts in the heart of a human being, right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan comes to fruition. I think that's Rabbi Machshavos Beleihish.
That's Hashem
Roilam Tamoy. Right. This does not, we know in posterity. Rabbi's son's son. We know that obviously this was not the end, but it was somehow a brand new beginning, a new spiritual horizon. Pirkei de Lozer writes, when Avram Avinu put the knife towards Yitzchak's life, Yitzchak's soul, his neshama, left. He was nifter. And when Avram then heard God's voice, don't send your hand against the lad, his neshama came back. Yitzchak was maybe the first person to realize Techiyas HaMeisim, right? The resurrection of someone who had passed away. Yitzchak opened his mouth, and they say that's where the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Machaye HaMeisim, came from, when Yitzchak was brought back to life.
So what happened here? Did he pass away? Or did he become unconscious?
It says here,
did he faint?
Pirkei de Rabbi Lozer says he died. His neshama left him.
And
Hashem returned
it. But that doesn't happen. I mean, what?
What do you mean it doesn't? You're gonna argue with the Pirkei de Rabbi Lozer?
I never knew the guy.
Well, you never will know the guy. He's probably, I don't know when it was written, but he obviously had a Kabbalah from generations down that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've always been fascinated when people say, that doesn't make sense. And the answer is, if you think about it, almost nothing about Yiddishkeit
makes sense. It doesn't happen.
But yeah, we haven't seen
it. It makes sense.
Do you read Navi? Eliyahu, yeah, Navi, yeah. And Elisha brought back dead people.
Yeah.
Why couldn't Avram, who was greater than them, have done it?
Because Avram didn't do it.
Who says he couldn't?
But it doesn't say it that he did that.
No, it says Hashem did it. So
right.
If Elisha could do it, could God do it?
Why do you have to think that a miracle happened? Why don't you think?
It's not me. I don't think anything.
I'm not talking about you.
I don't know why.
I'm talking about why would they think that a natural occurrence happened rather than God making a miracle?
So listen to the Arizal. The Arizal says Yitzchak was born, and I don't understand this at all, with a female neshama, dominated by female characteristics. That's why up to the Akedah, when he was 37, he could not get married because his neshama could not marry a female. This is the Ariza. But this is Kabbalah.
So I heard.
When the Arizal says his neshama came back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the first time ever, he says, gave him a masculine neshama, right? She calls it a sitra de zuchra, and only now could Yitzchak, reborn, form the nation of Klal Yisroel. He says, this explains something troubling, right? That after the Torah describes the Kedesh Yitzchak, it says a very anticlimactic set of pesukim, and it happened that after these matters, Avram was told, behold, Milcah has borne children to Nachar, your brother Uz, his firstborn, Booz, Kemuel, Kesher, Charab, Pildash, and Yidlov, and Bethuel. And then the Pasuk says, and Bethuel gave birth to Rivka. It doesn't mention Lavan, it mentions Rivka. these eight Milcah gave birth to.
More important person.
Right? And then it says, it gives other things. It says he had a concubine called Ruma, and she had children. So we're told right after the Akedah that Rivka is born.
Right. He introduces Rivka.
Right.
So I heard, so I don't know if it's a Midrash or something, when Yitzchak was born, he wasn't born, he had a problem with his sexuality. Something in terms of his, something physical about his body, and he couldn't have children. And just like when Sarah gave birth, it was a miracle. The fact that Yitzchak...
Well, that's what the Arizal... That's what the Arizal...
It's also a miracle.
So that's what we just read in the Arizal.
Yeah, but it's a different story.
You don't, you don't like the reincarnation, I understand.
I don't know. That's going too far.
So the question, right, is why the last five Pesukim we lay on Rosh Hashanah talks about this? And Rafran said, this is not miscellaneous genealogy. He says, this, in fact, is the climax of the Akedah. Yitzchak's Zivug, his destined wife, wasn't in the world until he was this age, 37.
Right.
And it says, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu repaired whatever deficiency he may have had towards spawning generations, and brought the matriarch, Rivka, into existence. The Arizal points out the story of Elisha and the Shunammite woman, right, whose child died, and Elisha reincarnated.
You know who that was?
Yonah, a Navi. And here it says it was Habakkuk, right? I don't
another
know.
Another
Chazal say Habakkuk had a soul that also wouldn't let him have children, and this was a tikkun. He says this is a phenomena that happens often in Jewish history in our own times. He says, we look at things and we say, this is the worst thing that could happen. We panic, we worry. And all of a sudden, the Kaddish Baruch Hu overturns the apple cart and it turns out well. Avram says, my destiny is going down, I'm going to lose it. He doesn't understand. And all of a sudden, he has a better version of Yitzchak, if we can say, now ready. Hello? He says, Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein was a Slobodka Rosh Yeshiva. He said, we all think that in 1492, when the Jews were thrown out of Spain, it was an abject disaster. But, he says, what else happened in 1492? Columbus sailed for wherever he was going, and he found North America, right?
No, America.
America.
He landed.
Where did he land?
Brazil.
Brazil? Oh, I didn't know that. And they say, he says, historians say there was a traffic jam in the Jewish harbor, Yidden trying to get out of Spain, that Columbus's ships were even delayed in the harbor. Spain was throwing the Jews out, the end of the golden era, right? But 500 years later, right? Or 400 years, America was the place that millions of Jews began to come to. And while Truman, Yimach Shemoy, and Roosevelt, Yimach Shemoy
V'zichroi.
I got the wrong president. The guy in the wheelchair, may he burn in hell forever, allowed at least some Yidden to escape and come here. He says, who would have thought that the end of the Golden Age in Spain would have somehow spawned the next, you know, place where Claudius Roa would flourish. He says...
But not only that, I think 1492 was when the expulsion happened.
Yeah.
I think the Armada, who was the ships of the Spanish...
Galleons, yeah.
Yeah, I think they were they lost to the English like 20 years later, right in the early 1500s.
They got their punishment?
That was the beginning of their punishment.
Okay. He says, we have no idea about Hashgacha Pratis. We talk about Hashem's direct involvement with Klal Yisroel, and we say even each individual. There's a famous Chazal that says, even each blade of grass has its own malach, whatever that means. That a blade of grass doesn't move an iota without Hashgacha Pratis. He says, we often felt that Klal Yisroel was over. And we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu redesigns the beginning. And my Rebbe, Aaron Rakefet Roskoff, often writes that when he got smicha in 61, he was basically the guy with his finger in the dike. He was in the Philadelphia area. Philadelphia was a bastion of conservatism, right? That was the main religion, conservative Jewry.
What year was that?
61. There was little orthodoxy, and the death knell of orthodoxy was being written in the early 60s. The temples were full, the conservative congregations were full, congregations were throwing out their mafizos, etc. And everybody said, you see, orthodoxy cannot exist in North America. What's happened? Conservatives, and right? The conservative seminary can't get any rabbis. Nobody wants the job. The reform have to get lesbian chicks to be their rabbis. They do. They have them, right? So, and their temples are empty. Their message has basically fallen by the wayside. They basically have become an amalgam of the Republican woke, of the Democratic woke party of America. But what happens, what's happened to Yiddishkeit? Yes, we have problems, but Baruch Hashem, we have the greatest network of Gemilas Chesed in the world. There's never been this much Gemilas Chesed, and there's never been this much Torah being learned in America and Eretz Yisrael. And may we be zoyecha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Hashgacha will continue to bless us, give us a speedy victory in Eretz Yisrael, and bring us the Gula Shleima. Have a wonderful Shabbat.